Hello, so what do we do, listeners? It's me, Angelazer, and I want to preface this episode by saying... Really? Car outside? Okay. We recorded twice. The first time we lost the recording, the second time the audio quality is not amazing, especially for the first 2 minutes. And I was gonna leave it in, but it's just so unpleasant that I think I'm gonna summarize the first 2 minutes of this episode for you now, so that when you listen to it, you'll just know what's happening. Ready? The first 2 minutes go like this. This episode of So What Do We Do is brought to you by FaxZero.com. FaxZero.com is a way to freely and easily fax your friends and businesses and people who represent you, including your reps and your senators and your governors. Sometimes faxes can get through when phone calls don't. Isn't that great? And then Storm was like, "That's great, it's magical, it's like computer Christmas." And then we talked about how computers have a special Christmas called Digital Christmas, and I got really excited about it. And then that's basically the beginning of the episode. And then Storm said, "I'm Storm, and welcome to So What Do We Do? I'm celebrating computer Christmas." And I was like, "I'm Angela." Actually, I'll leave that part in. And then we started the episode. So apologies for the bad audio quality, folks. We appreciate your patience, and we love you, and I hope you're having a great week, and I hope the rest of this episode goes great. Okay, love you, bye!
Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me, so what do we do?
Storm,
yes.
Let's see. This is the part where we usually catch up on our week, and you just launched your Kickstarter, and I'm so excited for Sidecar Astronauts. Do they celebrate computer Christmas?
Some of them do. Some of them don't. Okay. But when they're flung into the future, nobody really celebrates it. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's a thing I've been working on for so long. Really, the genesis of making it into a project came from this horrible, horrible world we're in right now. And needing an escape and a thing to do that was positive, and it was writing and producing this music and creating this project out of it. Like, it really kept me sane for months upon end and continues to do so.
Yeah, I will put a link in the description of the podcast. Is that what we do? Yes. But it's Sidecar Astronauts is a band you invented and wrote a bunch of music for, and it's a cool project, and it'll make you happy to listen to, and it's very upbeat and beautiful. So check out Storm's stuff, because he's great.
Thank you, Angelazer, and thank you for your help. You were someone who is someone who lent their expertise, since you've done such great things with your crowdfunding. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Anytime. I'm real excited. I'm excited about making stuff. Making stuff makes you feel good. Consuming things makes you feel good. Even when everything is awful, you still got to remember to be a human person and talk to your friends and talk to your faraway friends. Figure out how to do it, even though Twitter and Facebook are kind of a sad disaster these days, what I've been working on.
That's right. So that's an early serving suggestion. Okay, we're doing it at the front. We're changing things up because we're crazy.
Well, it's computer Christmas. You gotta do things a little special for the holiday.
Yeah, beep bop boop. Do stuff that isn't just obsessing over news. Beep bop boop. It's cool. It's okay to do that. Beep bop boop doesn't mean you ignore what's happening and not take care of people and be in tune. Beep bop boop. But gotta keep it in balance. Now, you've had exciting times too. You mentioned to me that you now have your apartment and also a job.
Yeah, I've been moving to LA, as I have been this whole course of this podcast you heard me talk about. But we finally have a place to live that is our own place. And that's very exciting. And we have furniture, except no chairs, which is okay. And then I also got a job. I'm going to be working at a comic book store on weekends.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's a very cool place. And my new, the manager of the store, I asked her what kind of music she was into. And she was like, "I'm more into like Jonathan Colton and Paul and Storm." And I was like, "Storm, I know him." So I'm real jazzed that it's cool people.
I'm glad that
are
we
great.
Could. I'm glad that we and Jonathan could land you a job.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I assume that's why I was hired, because I was like so excited about you.
No doubt. No, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going to be like computer Christmas every day that you're there.
It is. There's so many books, and it's a beautiful, real, just like tangible place. There's something nice about tangibility in the world when you spend so much time reading about horrors through an internet.
No, I get it. We all need to hold a store in our hands sometime.
Cradle it and sing it a song. Well, let's get into our news storm, because I've got to go in a little bit, and we have to get through the news and our stress offsets and get the beautiful words into the beautiful people's ears.
Let's do it. I'm going to be all zippy-pippy about it. Here we go.
All right.
Two items under the heading Death Race 2017. I'm conflating, like I do.
You're such a conflating kind of person. I'm going to get you a conflation machine for Christmas.
Oh, man. Christmas. I would take such good care of it. I would walk it. I would feed it. I swear I will.
We'll see.
All right. Let's see what happens. Number one is that despite having swatted down attempts to repeal Obamacare, the ACA, they are now simply sabotaging it, literally in the middle of the night, doing things like cutting the insurance subsidies, monkeying with insurance rules to make it effectively useless. It'll be very cheap, but it won't cover anything. And Trump flat out declaring that, hey, the ACA is dead, when in fact it's the law and he needs to be implementing it. So that's pretty terrible. On the other side of that, just today, there's a bipartisan proposal in the Senate that would bring back those subsidies, which, by the way, don't just affect people who have ACA coverage, but the entire insurance industry. And the grown-ups realize what's happening and trying to put a stop to it. We'll see how that goes. The conflationary part is that the GOP is trying very hard and very quickly to ram through tax cuts for the wealthy. My theory being they're doing this while President fucking moron is still around, because the writing is kind of on the wall with him. Just a question of when and how. It seems to be the growing consensus all around, and not so much.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other kettle of cake. But that's Death Race 2017, because both of these things, if they're carried through, are going to directly affect millions of people, including it will result in death some amount. So that's kind of terrible. What can possibly offset that level of ick?
Well, you've really teed me up this time, Storm, but I am excited. I love making stuff with you, Storm. So this week's stress offset has to do with you and my shared expertise. So I've been moving into a new apartment. I've been building a lot of IKEA furniture, and a lot of people don't know that you and I are both experts and historians on the history of IKEA furniture.
Yes, that book we've been working on.
Yeah, we have a book. It's going to be very good. And so I'm going to just give you a name of one of these pieces of furniture, and then you and I can both sort of explain like where the name comes from, who invented it, who found it, you know, the history of where this storied furniture comes from.
Sure, I'll try not to get too wonky on it, given my depth of knowledge and yours, but we can manage it.
I think we can. I'm going to start with this light. It's a table lamp, and it is called Niforce. Do you remember this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So this was the lamp that was invented by the Swiss family Robinson.
Right. Yeah.
And most people are familiar with the Swiss family Robinson because of Gilligan's Island, which was a fictionalization of that family. Mm-hmm. And specifically the professor who inexplicably could create the darndest things on the island, yet couldn't do anything to get them off the island.
Right.
In real life, the Swiss family Robinson, they were able to find a source of electricity on the island. And that was their one thing. They weren't quite as clever as the professor, but it was the mother who figured out how to construct a very crude electric light.
Right.
Which basically kept them from being eaten alive at night. And when they got back home to Sweden, wherever they lived, Swiss, Sweden, it's the same place.
Basically.
They,
They moved. They emigrated after the events because they were so tired of being Swiss.
Exactly, because after being on an island, you can't go back to Switzerland.
Everyone knows that.
And they patented this light and mm-hmm. became very rich from it and were pretty much Swedish royalty.
Yeah.
And from that, it's technically IKEA is not supposed to sell it. It's still patented, but no. they donated it while still retaining the rights.
Which is very friendly of them. Now, it is called Nyfors because it's while they were on the island, the mother would hoard this lamp, and she says, it's Nyfors you, mm-hmm. it's for me. But mm-hmm. she did eventually become more generous when she realized what a harrowing situation they were all in. And that's a good lesson for all of us.
It is. So mm-hmm. you got to shuck those insecurities and make your little light.
Absolutely. Okay, I think I'm ready to go back to the other true stories we're telling about the news today.
Okay. This is all true too, all too true. These two items are under not lawless yet, and they're more positive than not.
Okay.
Making sure I'm still recording. I am. A federal judge has blocked the latest version of the travel ban. So that's a good thing. It sucks that they keep bouncing back these terrible travel bans that are also known as the Muslim bans because they target people from Muslim countries just because.
Yeah.
In the name of terrorism. So that's bittersweet. And another one that's like that is a Texas judge ruled against Trump's voter fraud commission, basically declaring it to be bullshit. And even if this entire regime is deposed, this issue doesn't go away. The right seemingly understands that in a fair fight they lose, so you change the rules. So not lawless yet, not entirely table, and not entirely terrible, but also not too great. So what's in the furniture bucket?
Well, speaking of not entirely table, this is a table that's extendable. Although I don't think it's always been a table, and we can get into that when we talk about the history. This is Inga Torp.
Yes.
You remember Inga Torp? Now, this is one of the IKEA furniture that's from the special line that actually is from Denmark. But after the big, the prehistoric wars where the dinosaurs from Denmark and Sweden kind of fought it out. There's a bit of a strange furniture agreement where you can mm-hmm. have Swedish furniture that's technically Danish furniture. But why don't you talk about Inga Torp a little bit?
Yes, that is of course correct. You were the one who pointed this out to me when we were researching this, that it dates to the time when there was an archipelago that went between Denmark and Sweden.
Right.
And this particular table was originally a bridge. Yeah. And what you had were islands that, it's a stretch to call them islands. Sometimes they were as small as 15 feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. And you could just walk across them and hop. But if you wanted to, say, roll something from Denmark to Sweden across this archipelago, your wheels would get wet and mm-hmm. stuck sometimes. So they would build thousands of these very small bridges mm-hmm. so that they could link these very small islands.
And that's where the idea of an extendable table with leaves that you can add in came from, right?
Yes, depending on the tides.
Yeah.
And this was actually about 25% of both Denmark and Sweden's people were occupied with the bridge trade because mm-hmm. twice a day you'd have to have a crew go out and adjust the bridges. And even in those days when the water level was lower, that's still an awful lot of territory. And I can go on and on about the way houses where these people lived, mm-hmm. How they got their food, but we won't. We're focused on furniture right now.
Yeah. So just to wrap up, that is the Inga Torp, which is, pretty simply named after Margaret Inga Torp, the inventor of the first extendable table back in the archipelago days. Archipelago Days, which is our new island rock band where we cover Jimmy Buffett songs. You're welcome, everybody. All right, what do we got for news, Storm?
How about some icky spiders?
All right.
All right, there's a few bite-sized little terrible things.
Right.
The administration is still neglecting Puerto Rico, and for that fact, the Virgin Islands, and a lot of other things too. But it's still the extent of just the wreckage that is shit. I'm not finding my words. Okay.
The damage?
Yes. Still, the full damage is just not known. Yeah. But with every day that passes, it's realized how much has been lost there, and the administration is still out to sea on it. So that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Trump says Pence said he wanted to hang all gay people.
Oh, my God.
And,
in a hilarious joke that he told.
Yes, that's just hilarious. Now, some speculate that Trump is basically leaking stuff about Pence as a defensive maneuver. Believes that Pence may be getting ready to declare him infirm. So that's one of the possibilities. Or Trump and Pence are just assholes. And I think that's, regardless of what the reasons are, I think that's true. But it's terrible that that would be something that could be said by the president and just be an asterisk to everything else that's going on. Really, that's crazy pants. So that's terrible. And this is one of these things that there is a reaction to something terrible, which makes it slightly less terrible. And that 18 Democratic attorneys general, state's attorneys general, are suing Betsy DeVos over her relaxation of rules that protect people from predatory lending at colleges. Mm. So, again, Icky Spiders is about some of the things that may be under the radar or forgotten or fallen off the edge, but that are happening all around us all the time under this administration. So, I don't know. What kind of furniture goes with spiders?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because the Noel Myra living room chair, you'll remember, was originally made by a large sentient spider.
Ah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Right. And I forget who first discovered that spider.
It was a person named Noel, and the spider was named Myra. And I think this was in one of the big caves under Sweden. You remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
I do remember that, where they used to mine for furniture.
Right.
Which was a strange thing to do. Uh-huh. But they didn't know any better, and they had pickaxes, and they had mountains, and they just went for it, and one day they found some furniture down there.
Mm-hmm. But then, of course, they would confront the spiders, just like in Lord of the Rings. There were these giant spiders there who were making seats for chairs out of spider webbing, which is very comfortable and also very sticky, and the technology to make it less sticky took about 3 centuries.
Yes, and unfortunately, they killed all the spiders that made the webs, which is why we no longer have access to that material, and they have to make do with things like wood and cloth and, well, what else do they make?
Hex wrenches.
Hex wrenches, dilithium crystals.
Yeah.
Pudding, that's a very popular furniture material.
Or custard, if you're in England.
Yes, depending on if it's a vertical piece or horizontal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the Noel Myra chair. I mean, it's a pretty simple story. It's tale as old as time, as they say.
Yeah. I just have... It's not so much news item as just a, hey, this is still happening.
Yeah.
And this is the Mueller investigation, the thing that's putting all the pressure and is ultimately going to lead to the collapse of this administration. Again, collapse of the administration doesn't mean the collapse of the terrible. It just means chapter one is complete, I believe. But some of the things that have come out is that they're now interviewing folks that are closer and closer to the inner circle, and people are expressing surprise that they've already moved that fast up the food chain, including the former chief of staff, Reince Priebus, and Sean Spicer, and these are the folks that were deposed and were not happy about it, and that represented a wing within the administration that was supposed to be the ones that were going to be able to deliver the mainstream Republicans, as opposed to the branch that was Steve Bannon, etc., that were looking to disrupt and who still are. So that's still going forward. And that's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's something that's happening and that ultimately is going to shape the events of the next couple or few months for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really want to say about that. I don't think it's constructive to get into all the maneuverings and the this person, that person. It's when you pull out and see what the pattern is that is significant. So what is a nice pulling out from things, thousand foot view kind of furniture?
Well, how about the Marius stool, which comes in both black and white? I think it's probably your favorite piece of IKEA furniture. Am I correct?
It is, because you can also, with a very small amount of adaptation, use it as a form of transport.
That's right. It's got a circular seat, which is, of course, a wheel.
A wheel. That's right. And you'll notice that the design of this particular stool, if you take three of them and arrange them just so, they form together into a type of, I guess you would say, a tricycle.
Yeah.
That you can either power, just by pushing it along skateboard style, or you can Flintstones it mm-hmm. by standing in the middle of it, or your favorite method.
Right, which is to ride it like Kermit the Frog in the beginning of the Muppet
yes.
movie.
Yes, yes, you can be Gone with the Schwinn with this stool.
You know what's a perfect movie? The Muppet movie, Storm. Someday we should just talk about that.
I agree. You know what? We should do like a one-off special where we watch or critique the Muppet movie.
Everybody go watch the Muppet movie. So we're just going to constantly talk about it for the future podcasts. I've been listening cool. to the soundtrack on repeat because it's like a movie about the Muppets moving to Hollywood. And that's what I've been doing. And so it's just like I listen to it in my car and then I can see the Hollywood side and I'm like crying. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a picaresque,
so good.
Which I love. Maybe my favorite type of storytelling, and Neil Gaiman is so great at this style, among mm-hmm. other things.
It's called what? Picaresque.
Picaresque, as in sort of like picturesque, but there is a story, and there is a protagonist, and there is a mission. People want things, but. The real point of it is you're going from place to place and getting these little lessons, these little vignettes that are usually thematically connected or contrasted, and it's a little more ethereal. It's not Act 1, Act 2, Act 3,
mm-hmm.
although there is typically a beginning, middle, and end to them, as in most of Western storytelling. But yeah, it's a picaresque. It's sort of you get all the candy, you know. You get all the candy. You're not as tied to the plot. That the point is that you're going from here to there. Kind of like the Phantom Tollbooth. I would call that a picaresque as well.
Oh, cool.
And it's not just for kids, but that's the first example that jumped to mind.
Well, now I've learned a new word. Good work. I'll make that the title of this episode so everybody can Wikipedia it. I like
yeah.
it.
Yes, but American Gods, often described as a picaresque.
Interesting. I'm going to drop that in a meeting and get a job for it. Writing Hollywood stuff. I'll be
you
very
already have
impressive.
The best.
I do
well,
have
you're the best. You're the best job, but you're like Hollywood job for sure. You can be the Duke of Picaresque.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to sell my script because I'll know what picaresque means. We'll see.
Damn right.
Do we have more news, Storm?
That's what I got right now.
Okay.
There's certainly a ton more terrible out there. And
sure
there's
is.
Even some good. It's encouraging that like on the socials right now, you just see it, that people are engaged. People are engaged. And
yeah.
In a way that they haven't been since my whole life.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
With the possible exception of the very early 70s. But I don't remember that except for I don't know, playing with blocks.
Yeah, it's been an interesting little while. I mean, especially right now, of course, in Hollywood, people are talking about things, but yes. I don't want to talk about it. So I don't think any of this is surprising to most of us. So we will. Nor is it really news. Yeah.
That's why I did not include that. I feel like it's going to merit some discussion with us, because I feel like it very much bears on what is going on right now, and that this discussion is only happening because of this environment. But I think that is indeed for another time.
Excellent. Well, Storm, did you want to say anything else in terms of serving suggestions for this week?
You know what? I don't have a lot of specifics here today. But my dog ate my homework. Seriously.
No.
I was a little slacking in that department. I will say, certainly, if you can contribute to the people of Puerto Rico, people of St. Thomas, that's still can't be said enough, that that's something that the government is not dealing with. And it's unfortunate that we have to collectively deal with it, and even that can only do so much. So that's all I got.
Absolutely,
that's all I got. And look for opportunities. There will be to call your senators, especially if you're in a swing area, about what's happening with the ACA and about what is happening with the tax code changes. So it's something to tune in when you can. Don't have to go into the details, but when there's a call to action, jump on it.
According to fivecalls.org, fivecalls.org has helped make 1.8 million calls, which is really awesome. So you
and
can
that's
go
so,
there.
They make it so easy. And of course, FactZero, that's a terrific way to reach representatives, especially when they're being cagey. But you can't outrun a fax.
You sure can't. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, Storm. I'm so excited for your Kickstarter project. I hope that it brings you and many people joy to create wonderful art together.
Thank you, Angelazer. And as always, this is a source of joy. And it's so great to see you taking root in Los Angeles and doing the thing and making the stuff. And also, you know, making people happy in a very meaningful way. So rock on with your bad self.
Rock on. I want to thank so much people who are talking to us on the internet. We got a really great baby falcon video from Dave Douts in Australia. Ian gave us a nice compliment. Thank you. Lucky Annie LeBlanc, who is a wonderful musician in the Misbehavin' Maidens, has started listening to the podcast, and she recommended it to her friends, which is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know you. Hi.
So please check us out on So What Do We Do Pod, and we'll give you a shout out on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. We've got a So What Do We Do Facebook group, and we love so much making this podcast and hearing that you listen to it. So thank you, everybody. We're going to go finish our IKEA book.
That's right.
$1 million.
Because our editor is like, where is your manuscript? And we're like, it's coming, so...
I mean, it's hard research. There's a lot of cave digging.
A lot of people don't realize. So much digging. And those pickaxes cost a fortune when you have to buy 1,000 of them.
They really, really do. And why do we have to buy 1,000? We're not going to tell you. Just tune in next week when we've forgotten about this. Thank you so much, FactZero, and thank you, listeners. This has been So What Do We Do? We believe in you, and you're beautiful.
Bye!